Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Today, let's take a look into our Kingdom Order series, and I want to talk to you today about what I've entitled Gatekeepers. Gatekeepers. In the world, there are both good gatekeepers and bad gatekeepers. There are people that form organizations, committees, cliques, and they sometimes possess things, and they only allow certain people in to partake of it. The people that have access to money, to a lot of things, but due to whatever influence that is influencing them, they limit or exclude certain peoples or people groups. Those are bad gatekeepers. You know, when you think about slavery, like in the time of slavery and some of the limitations, when you think about growing up, and I'm just speaking in terms of our experience here, redlining, the Green Book. I don't know if you don't know what the Green Book was. Do some research on that. A lot of this stuff that was in the 30s and 40s and 50s and even in the 60s. But some of those were bad gatekeepers. Some are good gatekeepers. Okay? There are good gatekeepers. People like that will allow the needy in. You know, will keep out the evil, but only allow the good in, will allow the good to flow out. Gatekeepers. Let me give you a definition on the quantum level of gatekeeper. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Amen. And the word think there, or thinketh, which is a verb, is the word she'ar. It means to split, to open, to act as a gatekeeper. To think, to establish, to set a price. The city gate was where the people congregated for business and social reasons. The administration of justice was often administered at the gate. Here's the key. The gate was the place of controlled access to a walled city. Only way in was through the gate. And so on the quantum level, on the spiritual level, our thoughts, We can deem our thoughts to be gatekeepers. Again, access, it was a place of controlled access. It means to think, means to act as a gatekeeper. So on that level of our thought life, are you a good gatekeeper or a bad gatekeeper? What are you letting in? What are you putting out in a way of thought? Because as a man thinks, so is he. You can dress it up. But at the end of the day, as you think, so are you. So we must win that battle and wage that war at the gate of our thought life. So let's take a look here. Last I was here, I spoke about the 30, 60, and 100-fold and Isaac sowing in a time of famine and reaping 100-fold. Let's look at Mark chapter 4, verse 20. For the foundational scripture, there are those which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit. Okay, let's look at that. Mark 4:20. And these are they which are sown on good ground. In other words, people hearing the word, such as hear the word, receive it, bring forth fruit, Now look, all of this is good ground. 30, 60, and 100. So if you're only, let me say it that way, if you're only bringing forth 30-fold, you still got a ticket on the bus. You still on the bus. You got to sit in the back. But you tell somebody, I'm on the bus. I ain't got it together yet, but I'm on the bus. The ultimate goal is 100-fold. God is searching for 100-fold company. Amen. 100-fold company. So there's 30, 60, and 100-fold. Now, notice in Genesis 26, verse 12. Genesis 26, verse 12. We see Isaac, who obeyed God in a famine. And he sowed. When God said sow. Get it up from Isaiah, Genesis 26, 12. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold. Not 30, not 60, not 100. I mean, not 30, not 60, but 100. So he received 100-fold. Now, if you read before that, Isaac went down to Gerar. He didn't go down to Egypt. He went down to Gerar. And Abimelech and those guys were there. And Isaac was afraid. And so he told Rebekah, tell them you're my sister, not my wife, because they'll kill me to get to you. And so for a long time, Abimelech and his crew thought that Isaac and Rebekah were brother and sister until he saw him sporting one day, you know, intimate with her. And he looked out and he saw. And he called Isaac and he said, why did you not tell us that was your wife? That's your wife. That's not your sister. And Isaac fessed up. I want you to see this. Before he fessed up, he was pretending.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He was, I'll say it this way, this is strong. He was living a lie.
Amen. Amen.
He was trying to put on for people. Out of fear.
Amen.
But it was when that thing was displaced.
Amen.
That God began to move.
Amen.
So see, sometimes that gatekeeper in your head has you reacting to things rather than initiating things.
Amen.
Rather than living in your God-ordained authority, you're reacting to things by fear.
Amen.
Well, you know the economy. Well, you know interest rates.
Amen.
Well, you know prices.
Amen.
So when that thing broke and God caused it,
yes, sir.
Even though Isaac would have went on with the charade for a long time, God caused it to be discovered. I mean, everything works together for good.
Amen.
He allowed it to be discovered. That's when God moved. It says, then Isaac sowed. As God commanded, and God had 100-fold waiting on him.
Amen.
But the first thing you got to break out of is fear.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor D. Mandel, he mentioned it earlier. The key to your prosperity is not hoarding up.
Amen. Amen.
Not being conservative and scared, because if you look at the root of the matter, you're operating out of fear.
Amen.
Fear of lack. Fear of not enough. But the other side of that fear awaits your 100-fold.
Amen.
When Isaac sowed, he reaped 100-fold, and he goes on and on. The man didn't just stop there, he increased. God favored him. He got rich. He got richer.
Amen.
It goes on and on. But he got into that realm. So what we want to do today is we want to deal with these things that are keeping your gates closed.
Amen.
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 You got to understand the 100-fold. Amen. And not settle for 30-fold. Or even 60-fold. The key. See, the 100-fold represents the full cycle of divine productivity. There's a whole lot more potential. There's a whole lot more in your life that God wants to bring out. Amen. The hundredfold is where the seed of the word reaches the greatest maturity and maximum return. I want you to, in your mind, and that's where you got to win the battle first, stop settling for less. Stop being afraid of increase. Amen. Stop being afraid of abundance. Now, this may sound strange, but in the heart of hearts and in the mind of some, they're afraid of change, of the responsibility. Amen. Of the warfare. Amen. That will come, because when God gives increase, you have to become a good steward of the increase. Amen. It may entail more from you. To whom much is given, then much shall be required. See, some are satisfied with 30-fold because much ain't required of them. I just had to show up in church. I ain't got to mop no floors. I ain't got to vacuum. I ain't got to do nothing. Come in and shout.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.